Donato Dominic?
This one's submitting on the evidence.
It's what?
Submitting on the evidence.
Can you find that before we... Guys, our microphones are back on, and we're back live from recess.
Yes, and I did say it. And every word of it's the truth.
Where do I find this on... I don't see it on my... So it's not on the computer. Gentlemen, this particular parcel of property, hold it right there, is not in the computer, and he has submitted it upon the evidence of what he has sent in. Is that correct? And has asked us to look at it. Does he have two parcels? Is that what you're showing on the board up there? Okay. Well, one says 202 Travis Trail, and the other says 170. That's why I'm asking up there. And it says both for both parcels.
Christy, the parcel numbers were the same on what was typed in up there.
Yeah, but he has two different addresses.
Is that on Lakeshore Drive?
No,
it's just about Paulson's next door.
Can you put that on the map for us? Okay, it's Country Club Heights. He has two parcels, and what I was looking at in the what he had stated was both were at 59,000, I guess. Can you?
That's a duplex.
Okay, so there's one of 19,250.
Okay, this is the one that we have on your sheet.
All right. And can you point out where the other parcel is?
Just go to the next door one while you're there, but I don't see what it is.
17090?
No, there. That other half of the
duplex. Gotcha. Can you go back to his sheet that he sent in? Okay, it says 59, his opinion of value is 59,000 on each of the two parcels. James, if we've got him at 19,250, what would the appraised value be there?
60.
20,500. 90 something.
960. I think all of those in there are valued at those other than one or two that came in on appeal.
He may be under a different name. He spelled it for me.
Is it in the same name? Mm-hmm.
Didn't have an appraisal or anything, just what evidence is given there, and no reason for us to change that I know of because of what? What reason would we have to change? I mean, he's wanting a reassessment, and that's next year.
Can you give me the second number on the second parcel of property?
I'm writing.
17,102,139,
I think. Kenny Brogan,
down here, you know.
It's
valued at the
19,250.
Okay, but it's 17,102,002,001.
039.0. That's also at 19,250. The reason I'm writing that in, Christie, is if we hear them both and he has the opportunity to go to the state if we deny, right?
Okay.
Gentlemen?
Motion to deny.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
There is a motion and a second to deny parcels number 17-1-02-002-001-035.001 and 17-1-02-002-001-039.0. Discussion.
He did not supply any documentation other than his opinion?
Correct.
All right.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Next, we have Summit Natural Gas scheduled, and I have bumped them. They were supposed to call me back, and they never did.
I can't. I don't see them on the computer either.
It's not going to be. There's no way to put.
Okay. Do we have?
You approved everything there yesterday.
What does it?
Approved the run-ons.
Approved the run-ons. And this is the letter we got from the National Gas Company after they give us the values. I furnished the deal with both the values and this letter. They have furnished both.
So we have placed values which will allow them the opportunity to appeal, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the, I see that we have a 10 o'clock, which is two parcels. Are they going to be here? Will that be a conference call?
10 o'clock is Stonecastle Resorts. They are a conference call.
And can you give me a phone number and who I might speak to at that time?
Yes. Okay. It's a McCollum Consulting Group. And the cell number is 817-925-3700.
And they are which consulting group?
McCollum.
McCollum?
McCollum.
Thank you.
And didn't we hear them last year?
We did?
Stonecastle, I thought we did. I looked here on historical data and it shows a BOE number.
Let's see if we did. Yes, we did.
And if we heard them last year, can we not hear them this year on this property?
I mean, not on the same property. Consulting group, I thought, and I have a different piece of property that they were looking at, but if it's for Stonecastle, it would be the same piece of property.
Well, can you confirm that that's the same number?
Christy, is there a way to check and see if this property was before us last year?
Yes, I can see it on my screen.
So they have two properties, were both before us last year?
Mm-hmm.
Would you contact the McCollum Consulting Group?
Don't they have four properties?
Yeah, right. Missouri Hotels.
Oh.
Stonecastle Resort.
Yes.
Two of those.
Yes.
Missouri Hotels 2 LLC.
did we hear those last year?
I can't find them on my screen. Oh, there's no. Okay. The numbers ending 0023 and 0024, or no, 0025, we did not hear those last year.
Okay.
Missouri Hotels 1 and Hotels 2.
And this is in Branson.
Well, I've just got two Stone Castles and one Madeira Hotels.
Well, I've got two on our list, at least.
Oh, okay.
This is on Green Mountain Drive.
Super 8 and Dockers.
What is it?
The Super 8 Motel and Dockers. It's together. Two parcels, but I thought we heard that last year, but maybe it's year before last.
Well, is Stone Castle, is that the old settle in?
That's what I'm thinking. That they changed the name on it, and then this Dockers and this other one, they're the motel and the restaurant that were split. They're actually attached except for a breezeway. The only way we can do that is call them. Find out. Both those had representatives come and speak to us. They didn't have ownership speak to us.
What do you see on the Missouri hotels? You got that where you can look at it, James? I mean, well, I can click on, I guess, and take a look at what they're...
The sign's right here.
It is Dockers is the one. Woo-hoo.
Back it up there, I think I did see that.
Is that tacked on to it?
Thank you.
Well, it says right here, Fulton, Super 8 Centrals.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on. You said you had an appeal this morning?
Good stuff, river right over there.
Okay, all right then. Okay, thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Ron, I apologize for talking shop.
We can go for doing what?
For talking shop.
Oh, I was talking.
Shop also. Where we at? Waiting on that 10 o'clock call.
Are they going to call or we're going to call them?
Sure, hotels is only two you decide to be here.
Well, why don't we just call her?
Let's see, I'm going to put Herd.
Did you want to do something with the Summit Natural Gas while we have a few minutes?
They're not coming in or they're not calling Summit Natural Gas?
No. I did,
based on evidence, I would move to deny.
Second.
What is their appeal? We just had these properties and we just settled.
Read the letter. It said, we haven't heard, but from discussions with the county, we think they're going to be too high.
Okay, and these were the ones that were based upon the information that they gave us to establish these. So, did one of you make a motion?
I did.
Second. Motion has been made and seconded to deny. I don't have the parcel numbers on this sheet of paper, nor do I have it on the computer.
No, he didn't give us parcels.
I'm sorry?
Those were the 25 numbers you had yesterday.
Okay.
To deny the appeals from Summit Natural Gas. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Did you have a number for me to reach? Oh, yeah, you did. That's the McCollum Consulting Group, correct?
Yeah. Thank dude's covered to give them a call, and they may not be able to hear him at all.
You want me to make this call early to the McCollum Group, or you want something else, sir?
Maybe. He's talking about Glenn Spanker.
Yeah. Oh, tell me about it.
He's all strange about short. It looks bad.
Is he still in the hospital?
No, he was in. This morning he came in visiting with us. His arm looks good. I mean, it's what he said, it's all swelled up and it's all swelled all down. And this side, it's like giant breeze all the way down.
I remember the street.
But his old finger is still pretty well swollen up.
Got bit by a copperhead. One of our guys did.
Which one? This one?
Yeah, I want to see.
Custodian staff maintenance.
He said he reached down to pick up that didn't look like a copperhead, and so he reached down to pick it up, throw it out away for the kids when he grabbed his tail and turned around and come back on.
Bit him twice.
Did he put diesel on it or kerosene?
I don't know.
You know, you can take, if you get snake bit, kerosene's the best, but diesel works nearly as good. And just soak that in there, and it'll pull the poison out, and you won't even swell up. I don't know, but I've got a liter bottle, like a pop bottle. I filled about half full of diesel and set it in cupboard in the house, showed it work to Heidi, in case, you know, once a while a man's out of diesel, but I thought that'll be there if we ever get bit. But now it'll work. Now how, I don't know, but it does.
That stuff, that works.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you know Robert Hammond's the music picker? Bob Hammond's a wild one. Okay. His mother-in-law got bit by a copperhead. She's an old one. She took a rag, soaked it in diesel, and just held it on there and never even swelled up. I'm telling you, it's all poison.
Okay, just a second.
Are you telling me?
Mr. Houseman?
Yes.
We just received a fax from McCollum Consulting. They're asking us to withdraw 1810-22110, which is Missouri Hotels 1, LLC.
001? The Super 8? Which one? So, we're withdrawing the Super 8.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean we need a motion to deny?
Not if they withdraw first, I don't think. We've went through that before.
Would you get a hold of these people for me and tell them we're not going to hear the first two because we heard them last year?
Okay.
They say they're getting ready to send us a bunch of evidence. There's no sense us receiving it if we're not going to hear it. So if they would limit it to the one property, we'll call them after we've received that. Dan, you remember you're out here at 10:30.
Yeah, I'm good.
Hi, this is me. Okay. Okay. That's okay. Just a second. We have looked back into our computer system, and the first two appeals that you have for Stone Castle Resort were heard last year in 2011, and through Missouri State Statute, you can only steal once within the 2-year cycle.
Suit has been used to service in two lives, the commission and the supervision of the board, and he's used to work in each of them.
Well, you won't be denied this year. You will not be denied this year. We just have no option to hear it. It's not even something that we can deny, because by law we can't even hear those appeals. You can. I don't know what their... You might want to call the State Tax Commission and see what their opinion on it will be before you go through the trouble.
Change that maybe.
But we've got all those.
Okay.
We've got all those approvals.
Give me 1 second. I'm getting it. It's 573-751-2414. State Tax Commission of Missouri.
Compared to the problem the commissioners face.
So, and then... We can still hear the case on the doctor's end. Uh-huh. And I am waiting for your evidence, so give me about,
I mean, when we went through the list of items, the projects, projections.
Could you turn us off for a few minutes, would you? We'll stand in recess.